correctly identifies a singer, it wins a prize of undetermined nature, and probably not very valuable either, because I have to swing for these prizes myself. And as you know, I'm only auditioning, and God knows I'm just a po' boy a long way from home in this great big old funky city. Now that's a message, and I mean a message for all outlaws like myself. I negated the word young, because what is age but relative? Experience or lack of pubic hairs? Now, John Stewart is returning to the Palomino March 3rd and 4th. It's always standing room only when John is appearing. So get your tickets now, tonight, this morning, or at morning's first light for sure. The king of the Elvis impersonators. What is this we have before us? Some new Caesar? Some Charlemagne? The king of the Elvis impersonators, Dennis Colt. God bless him. If... He's trying to get my point across. Elvis Presley should have an impersonator. So should I. And I'm pretty sure his name is Lee Sims, because a lot of people have been calling tonight saying, hey, man, I mean, you know, man, when I was smoking a lot of the, you know, whatever it was, I never knew what it was, man, because, you know, we never sent the stuff over to the free press for the thing, you know, I mean, it was there, and before we could get it over, it was gone. But I, you know, I used to listen to, well, man, what it is, you see, is there was a guy named Lee Baby, you know, I used to listen to him, you know, because I thought it was funny the way he said Lee Baby. He's always saying in that baby business. But he sounded a great deal like you. And you say Lee Baby kind of like him. And I just want to thank you for coming to town, because I have been totally bummed to the bone ever since Lee Baby left, because nobody else, you know, is really like him. And I mean, when the role is called up yonder, when the criteria is written down in black and white, when the people at last have their choice, when the heir apparent is known, it will be Lee Baby. And thank God I sound a little bit like him. If you're one of the few who haven't seen him or heard me, don't wait. Now's your chance. For information, call the Palomino in North Hollywood. How long is this spot? Hope I don't get into trouble for this. If you're one of the few who haven't seen him, don't wait. Get information by calling Palomino in North Hollywood. 765-9256. Country rock is here to stay. I heard that with the likes of John Stewart and Dennis Colt. Haven't heard him yet, but suppose I will. Go early and have yourself a great steak or lobster dinner. Order Pearl Beer, and if they don't have it, make a scene. It's all at the Palomino in North Hollywood. Call 9-4-2. Call. It's all at the Palomino in North Hollywood. Call them on the phone. The numbers and information. Also, coming in March, the great Freddie Fender. Remember him? Did a little time not long ago. On the 10th and the 11th, plus Don Gibson. March 14th, and all of this, of course, is at the Palomino in the Valley, and isn't everything. I'll get this thing together. Count on me, darling. 1:40 in the morning from KTNQ, and I mean that. I'm Lee Sims on 10Q, and here is... Hey... I mean, you know? You talk your heavy lyrics, and then you talk your heavy lyrics. I mean, dig it. What's that? 1:48 in the morning, or if you are a progressively minded person, it's exactly 12 before 5. I am Lee Sims, and this is the best rock and roll radio station in town.